Safety is my recital.
I think it's very vital
to rock you so safe. Kiwi safety is the title.
Here we go.
It's Kiwi to rock and rhyme, to rock and rhyme. That's safe and fly. It's Kiwi.
Got you flying across the border. You can never tea or water. Doesn't matter what
well,
you want.
For those of you who've had the pleasure of flying Air New Zealand recently, you may have heard that safety video. I don't know what you think of it, but let's ask Shane Jones.
Morena.
What do you think?
Well, I just reflect what people have said to me. I think it's weird that something that's meant to be Kiwi, that we're importing kind of street subculture as a way of conveying a message about safety. I know I have to be careful whenever I talk about Air New Zealand because people feel I have an agenda. And I don't really want to get in a slanging match with the CEO of Air New Zealand, but I think it was unwise.
Well, it's all a bit late for that, isn't it?
I think it was a bit unwise of him to say that my contributions are diminishing the prospects of New Zealand as a source, as a destination for international investment. And I don't know, someone in Parliament asked me about the video, and most of the remarks and the feedback that I've had is that not only is it a mishmash, it fails the safety test, but I think they've got to go back to basics in New Zealand. I'm totally disinterested if 10 million Chinese like some video that the ordinary Kiwis couldn't understand themselves.
So, yeah, people have their own views. I've had one message just in now from someone quite close to the program who says it makes me want to peel my face off. So, but that aside, this war that you're having with Air New Zealand, is it wise for a minister of your seniority to be conducting such a war?
I mean, I didn't characterise it as a war, but that is the way others have characterised it. How am I to do my job as a provincial champion when, if you follow the conventional channels of writing them letters, they remind you that they're totally independent, the board members don't want to listen to you, they say it's operational, you go to operational, they say we resent politicians having a view over our business. They're a share market company, they were bailed out by the taxpayer, so a retail politician like me ends up talking to you. Now, that's not an optimum outcome, but it is one way of ensuring that the interests of provincial New Zealand that have been, in my view, substantially diminished by Air New Zealand's investment trajectory.
Mm. And how have you helped regional New Zealand in your fight with Air New Zealand? Because they haven't changed their patterns or their flight paths as a result of this, have they?
Oh, no, I think that they're a lot more sensitive to it. I mean, what I've got influence over, infrastructure investments, and we have put Pūtea into the upgrade of key airport facilities, and I was told by Air New Zealand people that that's important. We are working on a policy as to whether or not the Crown can look at working with other regional airlines, given that we wrote out the Gregory for about $700 million in Dr. Cullen's time to bail out our national carrier when it went broke. We haven't got to a point where that's an agreed policy. But I took, like on Thursday, that's tomorrow, I'm going down to Taipotene. Now, we're going, I think it's Sun Air. So there are some outstanding issues where if we want connectivity, the Crown's got to get a lot more active. I've given up on Air New Zealand, going to the Kaitaias of the world. Now, there's an idea. Have a safety video about finally going back to Kaitaia. I mean, unless we have air connectivity, how are we going to replenish the fortunes of these neglected areas?
Mm. There's something in a similar area that I wanted to discuss with you. We've been running the story for a couple of days on Morning Report now. This is the small towns battling to keep their post shops open and New Zealand Post proposing to close its remaining 79 branches. I know you've been critical of the banks here. What do you think about this idea of New Zealand Post proposing to close these branches often in these small towns?
Well, there's been a bit of instability at the level of the board of New Zealand Post. Obviously, the chair bailed out recently. I'm not entirely sure what that was caused by. Jane, I think her name was. So it's never flashed to see that level of governance and coherence, whether it was a sustained bout of hair pulling, I don't know. But Grant Robertson, I think, has nailed it. He said that he's going to get a substantial body of work undertaken to explore whether or not part of NZ Post or another kind of entity could evolve into a hub concept where it's a key portal or a key interface, and banks can have a role so that we do have either community-based hubs or what's left of NZ Post to ensure that there's a shop front for provincial communities to continue to access key services. And you may or may not know, our party passed at our recent conference the value of imposing a banking levy on the banking system. And given the Aussie banks pay it in Australia, I can't see why they wouldn't want to pay it here.
And what success do you think you're going to have to convince your coalition colleagues of the wisdom of that idea?
Well, it is an MMP government, and I have developed a bit of a habit of, you know, kicking footballs, but that's what you should expect from a provincial champion. But at the end of the day, I abide by where the collective, decision rests. But the collective decision is enriched by perspectives and advocacy from people such as myself. And you might say, well, you know, you're not sitting writing mountains of paper or coming up with wordy submissions like Sir Geoffrey Palmer, you're using the media. But the fact is that I'm a retail politician. I'm only reflecting what people in the provinces regularly tell me. And that's not an unreasonable way to contribute in the development of policy in an MMP context.
Thanks for your time this morning. That is Shane Jones, self-confessed retail politician, who doesn't much like the New Zealand Air New Zealand safety video.